Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cub Chat Live. We are joined by the Cub Scout Committee Chair, Tamara. Tamara, thanks for joining us again this week.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Always so much fun to hang out with you.
Yes, we've been lucky to have you on a few times over the last couple weeks. The last time was at a National Annual Meeting, right?
That was super fun. First of all, if you weren't at National Annual Meeting, we missed you, right, Gina? We would have totally
Totally.
loved to hang out with you. And we would love to hang out with you next year. And it's in Dallas, so that may be super convenient for some people. And I believe the dates are June, no, May 13th through 15th.
Oh, I didn't even know that. What great dates, right? It's summer dates almost. I don't know. I think summer
May
officially.
13th through
Oh,
15th.
May, not
May,
June.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
May, that
May.
makes sense.
So it's usually around Mother's Day, after Mother's Day. It's
That
usually
makes
Mother's
sense. Yeah. So for all of our viewers, if you've been to National Annual Meeting, shout out, let us know in the comments. If you never have, it is a massive gathering of professional and volunteer scouters. And we talk all the things rolling out in the programs the following year. Hello, Pack 98. Hello, Pack 916. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, Pack 151. We just had Memorial Day weekend as well. And I think, I don't know, Tamara, what you're seeing in your community in terms of Cub Scout packs and dens, what they were doing, but we are very curious. What did you all do last weekend? Do you have any traditional projects for Memorial Day weekend, or did you just do something fun? Let us know. Also, shout out to the Three Fires Council. Sadly, they're going to miss us next week. They'll be at Philmont Pride Will. Poor guy.
Oh, poor Fred.
Yeah,
Does anyone
rough.
feel sorry for Fred? No.
Fred, we will miss you, but have a great time. Let us know what you're doing out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Represent us, Fred. Represent us. So I saw some great stuff on Facebook this week, Gina. I mean, I saw people putting out flags on in cemeteries. I saw people walking in parades. I would love to hear what you guys did for Memorial Day. So throw those into the comments because we definitely, Gina and I were talking about this and we were like, this is so cool. People are so great and everything you guys do, so amazing.
Yeah, Memorial Day is always usually super active. People are in a great mood because school is ending. The weather
Yes.
is good in a lot of parts of the country. Please let us know. I know we see lots and lots of, flags placed at memorials and gravesites. Please let us know what you did. Teresa, hello, Pack 9 in Tarpon Springs, Florida. Very cool, Tarpon Springs. Scouter Mrs. Eden is watching with Pack 19. And Fred's going to Philmont for Commissioner Week. Thanks, Fred, for being a commissioner. And hello, Pack 82. And hello to the Heart of America Council. You all tuned into the right episode. We're talking about something that we talked about a few weeks ago, but we're talking about it actually live. So you'll be able to ask questions, join along with today's show, tag somebody in the comments who you think would benefit from watching today. Tamara, are we talking all about some new Pack meeting resources?
We are, Gina. I'm so excited because we have been working, and I know people are like, "Oh, she's always excited." I am because I have like the best job ever, in my opinion. And like working with you guys and developing different materials and things to support you is absolutely our passion. And I get to work with a lot of really cool people like Gina and Aaron and behind the scenes Brian, as well as the National Cub Scout Committee. Today, we're going to talk all about the new stuff that we've been working on. We've been working on this for about a year. And what I love about these resources is for the last 3 years at National Annual Meeting, we've been constantly charged with, you need to go start new packs. We need to do better with Cub Scouts. We need to constantly be supporting you in better ways. And we've learned from all these discussions and from a lot of survey data that our packs are not necessarily a full den per rank, right? So how many of you can throw a comment in there? How many of you guys are operating with like two tigers, one wolf, three bears, five weebelows, and having to put all that together? And it was really hard, right? It's hard because it's hard. We've heard from you over and over. It's hard to get adults to step up into leadership roles. It's hard to figure out how to make all that work. So we've been working on creating pack meeting planners and pack resources to support that. So today what we're going to do is we're going to go over those new material. Oh yeah, that's us.
Yay,
Great
Catherine
hearing.
says what you said
Yes.
has resonated for sure.
Good. So you're not alone. You're not alone, Mary Catherine. Like, absolutely. And Rob, yeah, I'm serious. Like, this is everybody. And I think sometimes we think, oh, this is just us. It's just our pack. We just need to recruit more. We just need to do more. And it's everybody. Like, this is very rarely do I run across a pack that's 100 Cub Scouts or 50 Cub Scouts. Like, if you've got one of those packs, y'all are rock stars. That's awesome. That's not what everybody's situation is.
That's just good life advice. If you're stressed about anything, just remember your problems are probably not fully unique. There are probably people feeling just like you right now in scouting and otherwise. So yeah, thanks to the Cub Scout committee for keeping that in mind and, you know, finding some solutions like this. Solution undersells it, what we're about to talk about. It's more than a solution.
I'm pretty excited about it, actually. Yeah. So the first thing we're going to talk about are, I think there's a slide for this too. The behind the scenes Brian, one of my favorite superheroes behind the scenes Brian. So this photo is not what you think of, but I want you to tell me, what do you think this is a photo of? Like, you look at these kids, they're playing, is it Magic the Gathering or
there's Pokemon balls on there.
Pokemon. Okay.
This is an activity that goes all the way back to my childhood. Maybe before, probably people with baseball cards, but as I was a kid, I remember this taking hold of the youth sphere and never letting go. Just these binders of cards.
Pokemon, she's right. Jacqueline's so right. Mark's right. So, but it's, you may be thinking this is Pokemon with today's kids, but nay, I say. This are the parents of our kids, the kids in your pack right now. This is them when they were little. So the first resource that I'm going to show you today is all about elevating this concept. These are parents. Your parents are used to playing with Pokemon cards and Magic the Gathering and a bunch of other kinds of card related games. So the first resource we're doing is a Den Meeting deck. And so I actually have my Den Meeting deck. These are going to be available in August in select Scout stores and online. And they have different faces to them. I'm going to kind of run through this with you. And there is a video that that you can see the entire thing and how to use it. But it comes with like an intro card, which tells you, welcome new den leader, right? Because you got den leaders that show up. They're going to be a den leader. They've agreed. They go to the uniform and they go to the shop and they see these and they grab it. And so the first thing I love about this, oh, good, Mark. I'm so glad you like it. The first thing that I love about this is that we know that there's about 50% of our den leaders don't know about den meeting resources. Now, I know that's not you, Jacqueline, because you're here at Cub Chat Lab. So you're like way in the know. But there's a lot of people that don't know about Cub Chat Lab. They don't know about any of these things. So what I'm hoping is they're going to see this and they're going to go, oh, there's these resources because it's got the QR code. It's going to lead them to the resources that are there. It has a getting started card. Look at Anthony. Isn't he looking handsome there? Yeah. And it's, what is it to be a den leader? What are we supposed to be doing? And where can I find more information? So like, that's great information for a new leader to have. The next card in here, and these are all black edged. You see, we've color coded them. It's got the den leader training. So maybe they didn't know there was training, but here it is. It's telling this. Oh, Connie, I'm so glad.
We're only getting good comments. I love it.
Yay, this is the right crowd. I'm so excited. No kidding.
And you made a good point. This crowd is the one that's like fully vested. And they're like, you know, plan a pack meeting. Okay, I'll give it my all. Like, but this will help you make your job easier too. Because a lot of parents who otherwise wouldn't feel that way will be able to now tackle planning.
Exactly. So then you have to tell them about safeguarding youth. There you go. You got a card for that. And it tells you all the things you have to do. Okay. Then it has an instructions for the deck. And there's a cool, oh, I'm sorry. I like have a struggle with this. It has a whole like video on how to use the deck. Okay. So then I'm just going to run this for you. So you get a den, you've got to plan a den meeting, right? And you're like, how do I do this? So you pull all the, I've chosen safety and numbers. That's the personal safety adventure for Wolf. I'm using a Wolf deck right now. And it gives me the snapshot of adventure, right? And the same thing that you find in where? The den meeting resources that you already know about. Anthony, hi. He was there for me to see. I know, we know him.
We have a QR code, I think, on slide 2, maybe with that video also, right? Yes. That you're referring to. We'll put that. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. See, Anthony, I had it on my slide, but thank you for putting it in the comments as well. So then, like for safety and numbers, it tells you on the card, right? It tells you how many requirements there are. So there's 4 for this one. So I know that I need to pull the 4 requirement cards. So the first requirement in all the personal safety adventures are protect yourself video, right? And it has the same codes that we're used to seeing, guess where? Again, in the den meeting resources, right?
So okay.
Then we get to requirement two. There's two cards I can choose from. So I talk about this all the time. I'm super honest with you. Many times as a den leader, I was running by the seat of my pants and I'd be like, oh, shoot, I have a meeting in 2 hours. I need to figure something out really fast. And so in these, remember, I can go and I can pick something that's a one, like that it's going to be easy and it doesn't have a lot of supplies, right? So those, that's what those two bottom, if you remember those, the codes, you guys are experts on this. I'm sure you
are. Yeah, they actually love the QR codes. The audience is saying, yes, QR codes. Yeah, love it.
So then let's say I pick this one. I pick the run, shout, and tell relay. Okay. So then I know this is going to be easy. So I picked that. So that's my second one. Then I go to number three. Number three has three cards. So I can pick something from here. I'm going to say the buddy legged race. That sounds like fun. And then number four has one. So I'm just going to use that. That's it. Mic drop out. I am done planning my meeting. How easy is that, right? And then, wait, Gina, there's more. We've added
more.
I know, right? We've added in fun and game cards. Okay. So then you say, well, I know my kids are coming straight from school and they're going to be squirrely. So I need to do a game maybe at the beginning. So maybe I pick pass the hoop and I can put it at the beginning of the meeting or the end, but I can just slide it in and then that's my plan, right? And these game resources, these game resources are going to point to another resource that we're going to go through. So I'm so excited about that. And they have how many players are there? Because we know a lot of you may not have four people at your PAC meeting. Maybe you have two. So the den meeting, the den deck has a bunch of different ones and they have different amounts of people on them. So you can pick which one meets your den. Also, it goes to an online resource and you're going to love this. I'm going to go over this in just a second because it's available for you too. And you can pick how many people you have, maybe what ranks you have. You know, some of the games that are appropriate for older youth are not as great for lions and tigers. So you might want to skew that way. And the other thing that's really cool about these cards is that we purposely put different games in each of the ranks. So yes, that means that if you end up going then to Bear next year and have a new deck, you have 6, 7, 8 new games with your new deck. See how that works, Gina?
Yeah. Okay.
Collect them all.
Level up.
Gotta collect
them all. We're taking the slogans you may know and changing them slightly. If everyone can
follow. Exactly.
So the audience is loving this. You know, I can count on a handful on my hands, probably on one hand, probably only on like about half of it. The times that we have launched something new and it didn't take us some time to like win our folks over and show like this is actually going to be easier. You'll see when we try it. The people are seeing this, they are liking it right off the bat. And I think that just says, you know, we have heard you loud and clear. We've got a solution for you. I'm really, really curious to see, you know, the pictures and the feedback coming out of our dens and packs actually using these. So
the other thing I love about these cards is that think about if you're at a meeting and you're a den leader and like next meeting, right? Next week, you're going to have to do this. You've planned it out and you say, hey, Gina, mom of your precious bundle of joy that's in my den or pack, would you mind taking a picture of this card and take a look at it and be ready to run this one little thing next week? And Gina's going to be like, yeah, I'm going to be there anyway, right? And this one doesn't have any supply, you know, doesn't have supplies and it doesn't take a lot of prep time. Gina's probably going to be all in for that. Yet another way for us to get our parents involved and used to volunteering without it being a scary, oh my gosh, be a den leader or be like a leadership role, right? It's a way for them to participate and become involved in the pack in a gentle way. And of course, you're going to go back afterwards. And Gina, you did such an amazing job. I can't thank you enough. You're a superstar. And then Gina's going to come, do you have something for me to do next week? And then I can do the same thing, give her another card, right?
Yeah.
So that's
That's a good point. We talk a lot about how you can't, you know, there's a framework for certain events like Blue and Gold and Pinewood Derby, and you can ask somebody to pitch in with something, you know, smaller there because they just understand the concept. Well, now, previously, you say, would you mind planning the activity for our next meeting? Most people have been like, I don't know where to begin. But exactly. You just hand me a card. Yeah, I can handle that.
Take a picture of the card.
Yeah.
You're like, oh,
take a picture. Yeah.
So simple, right?
You don't want to lose those cards. That's a good point. Make sure you are not just handing the card, but have somebody snap a picture or get their own deck. Where can people get the decks?
So they're going to be in select Scout stores across the country, and they're going to be online in August.
Scoutshop.org, everybody. In August, you can be snagging a few of these. I'm not a leader in Cub Scouts yet. I will be getting these just to do things with my kids on a rainy day inside. I'm going to be honest.
It was so funny. We were on a delayed flight coming out of Orlando from the National Indian Meeting, and the Cubs are Neelish, our Cub Scout commissioner, who you've met before. I sent a deck. There were screaming children. I sent a deck back to him. I'm like, you need to plan some stuff back there for them.
Totally. I love that. Let's start a trend. No, I think it's great. Great use for activities. And I'm really not kidding. You know, my kids are too young for scouting, but it's going to be a nice little sample of, hey, we're going to do this kind of stuff all the time soon. Ooh, do you know how much they will be?
I believe they're going to retail for $19.95. I think Anthony's on here and he can correct me if I am wrong.
Yes, if we don't know that answer, we'll get back to everybody. And again, you know, we're looking at August. When did you say it was going to roll out in select Scout shops?
In August. Everything's rolling out in August. Some of our councils that came to National Annual Meeting actually pre-ordered. So that was cool too.
Okay.
Anthony says yes, that I was right.
Yeah. Very, very good. Okay. So sorry, we're going to jump back a topic here because we asked at the top of the show for some Memorial Day activities, and want to make sure I read Rob's. Their PAC acted as greeters at the town Memorial Day ceremony and got to take part in the groundbreaking for a Veterans Day memorial. Cool, Rob. Where is that? Let me know because I'm local. I'm curious where that Veterans Memorial was. And Rob also says, Gina is a future DEN leader. We were just counting down the days. That's actually definitely true, Rob. How could I not? Absolutely. I can't wait. I really can't.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Gina could have more kids too, so we could have more Cub Scouts.
Get a whole pack. Yeah. It sounds like it would be no problem for me to plan those multi-ranks because.
Absolutely. Because she'll just have an entire family of Gina children.
That'd be amazing.
Can't
wait.
The world cannot wait for that.
Okay. So back to our, what are we calling these?
This is the DEN meeting deck.
The DEN meeting deck.
Yeah.
The DEN meeting deck.
So that's, there it is. And that is a great video that Anthony put together. The star of the show, the video. And he goes through the whole thing on how to use it. And so that's a great resource to bookmark. And then when you get the deck, it actually has a link, a QR code for that in the resources.
Very good. Okay. So then we've taken a little bit of a look at what's in here. I think that's our next slide is the
PAC meeting resources. Yep. I'm really excited about this. So the PAC meeting resources are located on scouting.org. Okay. And oh, good. Brian anticipates my every need here. This is where they're located. They are live. So that's very exciting. They're kind of soft launching. I'm sure that we'll have a few little tweaks here and there, but they are there for all of the required adventures. We do have the elective adventures also completed, and they just need to go and get put up on the web too. So you guys can check out the required adventures. And they're really awesome. So they're, yeah. So when you go to scouting.org and you go to Cub Scouts, you know, you usually can scroll down the page and there's a toggle that says leaders and parents. It says parents first and it's highlighted on parents and then leaders. So you're going to click leaders. That's going to take you to a bunch of the leader resources. On the leader resources, there's something that says Cub Masters. If you're not a Cub Master, it doesn't matter. Just go to that. And it's got the resources for PAC meeting resources. So the first thing that's up there is the PAC meeting resource is a video, which is talking about the PAC meeting, right? And then there's a little bit of verbiage on conducting a PAC meeting, preparing for the PAC meeting. Then it talks about the four types of PAC meetings, which are adventure-based, which are the things I just mentioned that we've released. Special events, recognition, and outdoors and camping. Rob and Fred get to hang out together. I'm like a little jealous, Sheena, that we're not going to get to go there and hang out with them.
Yeah, shout out to the folks who are headed to high adventure bases in the next couple weeks. And also to John's comment real quick, family adventure camp. If you got a Cub Scout and you're like, oh, what a bummer, I can't go to any high adventure base till they're a little bit bigger. Wrong! You can go to almost all the high adventure bases as part of family adventure camp. So definitely check it out. John says they did it last year and had a great time.
And I love his idea of like going ahead and doing a show on that. And I actually have that on my list of potential ideas for our shows.
John, let us know where you went, which family adventure camp. And yay, Tamara, I can't wait. We love family adventure camp.
Right? It's so fun.
Very cool.
Okay, so then we've got recognition and outdoor camping are the last things on of the types of meetings. The other parts that we're going to talk about today are presentation ceremonies and fun and games. So the fun and games, like I said, are the things that these cards actually point to, but there's a whole catalog of them and they're all available for y'all to use right now. So it's pretty exciting. So when you get onto this page and it talks about the parts of the meeting before the meeting, what do you need to do? You need to remind your pack, right? Because I don't know about y'all, but all of our families are so busy and it's easy for them to forget, especially if like you normally meet on a Monday, but this week you happen to be meeting on a Friday to go to the fire station. So those kind of things, those constant reminders, it talks about what to do during the meeting. It talks about, you know, that you need to do a gathering and a welcome, and it leads you through that stuff. And all the things that we've put on the list are important. And if you can try to work through that, it's going to give you positive return on your investment, I promise. And then what to do after the meeting, you're going to clean up, you're going to, you know, review how it went, you know, you're going to do things like that. And then at the bottom of that page, it has the pack meeting planners, and we have Cub Scout fun and games, and then the presentations and ceremonies are at the bottom. We got a lot of good people. Richard,
too many comments to read. Richard just said Pack 32, their daughter already earned bear. She got the bear summertime fun adventure by setting up Memorial Day flags on Veterans Day, flag ceremony for CO, and marching in a parade. Very cool. Wow. And we've got some comments about family adventure camp. Corey, you've been to all three. That's really, really cool.
Like Corey should get a medal or something. Corey,
yeah, there needs to be like what do they call it? The home grand slam? Like, I don't know. But we need to make something like that for family adventure camp. Rob is taking this is great. Picture perfect. Remember, Rob is going for a conference, but he's bringing his two sons. So they will do family adventure camp while he is doing conferences all day. Aaron and I got to sample that family adventure camp last year. Boy, is it so fun. If you're going for a conference, bring the whole family, bring the Cub Scouts, they literally let you bring a newborn baby as long as you're okay sleeping in a pretty decent tent with them. So
yeah, it was awesome. We went to Philmont as a family too. Both of them were like young and they had such a great time.
Right.
And I was in a conference and my husband got to go and do really fun stuff because he got to do with all the spouses. And they just go off and do all kinds of amazing hikes.
Well, it's a good way to ensure if you're trying to make sure your kids stay in scouting for a long time, that's a good way for them to sample, hey, this is what you can be doing long term. So anyway.
Absolutely.
But in the short term, there is a lot of fun and games and adventure we've got going here in the online pack meeting resources.
Exactly. Okay. So the next thing we're going to talk about really quick is the Cub Scout fun and games. I've already talked a little bit about it. There's always a safety moment. It's all built in. And so I think there's another slide, Brian, for this one. So this is the, I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry, Brian. I'm like, you're keeping me on track. Thank you so much. So what Brian is showing is the beginning of the Bobcat stuff. So it has opening remarks, the den breakouts. He's talking about the pack meeting resources. These are the required adventures that are currently up. So what I love about this and what we really tried hard to do is really distill everything down so that if you had like a couple parents who are willing to run a station and you had somebody who, you know, was walking, maybe walking your den leader was walking some people around, that you could get your entire pack through an adventure in a pack meeting or sometimes two. And there are sometimes like in this one, you see there's a den breakout moment. We know a lot of you guys are meeting all at the same time, right? like even as den meetings, like you're having den meetings at the same place at the same time. So in that case, you would do this all at the same, you know, place, right? And you're doing your breakout. So in this particular example, they're doing their den flags. But if you had a little bit longer pack meeting and you wanted to do that together, you could have a station that just did den flags, and a den would rotate in, do their den flag, and then they'd rotate out to the next station. So when you go on here, there's going to have the den breakouts, usually done ahead of the meeting or maybe, you know, whenever you can. And then you're going to have the pack meeting. Then the pack meeting is going to have a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to remind the parents up front why they're there, what we're doing. So in this particular one, we would be talking about how we're developing leadership, how we want to make good citizens. And we would be talking about that because we need to remind our parents the values of scouting. We know they signed up for these because we have data from Pat Wellen, who's our data guy.
Yes.
That has told us that what parents want. So we go through this, we end up, we reiterate the things that we're going to be doing. We do all of these stations. They're all developed into stations. And then at the end, we're going to hand everybody their belt loop or pin because they've earned it, because we've done it all in the pack meeting. And we're going to remind our parents again, you know, little Johnny, everybody in his den is getting this because we're working on being good leaders and we're working on, you know, being able to be a good citizen or whatever the pack meeting is about. So we constantly are reinforcing that. So there's a Cub Master Minute integrated into these. So it's all in one, everything you should need. Now, if you find anything that you think, wow, that doesn't seem, that seems a little off, there's an opportunity. There's usually a feedback button on each of the pages so you can let us know. So so that's kind of the deal with these, with the den meeting plan or the pack meeting planners, sorry.
Very cool. Okay, and then next, do you want to go through, we kind of did already go through
the presentation. Yeah, the fun and games. Yeah. This is just showing you how, oops, go back up once. It's sort of the same thing. Yeah, so see how it's got all these toggles? This is so cool, you guys. It's searchable. You can search for different things based on what you're trying to do. Who's going to be in the game, how many players you have.
I love this. Yeah.
So I love this too. I feel like, this is 30-ish games and we're constantly adding to it. If you've got a game, you go through this and you're like, Tamara, I have the best game ever. I had somebody come up at NAMM and tell me this. And then I go, oh, we have that game. You just haven't seen it yet. So, but if you have a great game, our next thing is we're going to be asking you guys, like, share your best game so we can put it up here too. Right?
Cool. A little community.
Crowdsourcing.
Yes. And you all have been so good about sharing all of your activities in the comments. So we appreciate that very much. Yeah. I love this one. I feel like you all have done a great job at delivering on some of the tools folks have been asking for. Keep letting us know how you're enjoying these tools as you use them to the people out there. Yes. Ooh, shout out to my good friend, John, who's watching Cub Scout Dad. And yeah, lucky Fred and Rob bonding over getting to see each other at
I'm a little jealous, but totally. I don't get to hang out with them too. But totally. Okay, so the next one is presentations and ceremonies. Same kind of idea. We have a search engine, and you can decide like what are you? Is it an adventure presentation you're trying to do? Is it a badge rank ceremony? You know, what kind of, is it adult recognition? Because remember, if somebody stepped, if you've selected someone to be a committee chair, right? You're going to want to do a presentation in front of the entire pack and be like, we selected this person because they are the absolute best candidate. And we're so delighted because under their leadership, I'm sure that our pack's going to grow and thrive. And you want to make a big deal about it because that's going to be enticing for others, right? When they see, oh, and then they're going to go, oh, well, Gina's just a mom like me. You know, if Gina can do it, I might be able to step up and do something, right? There's a lot of benefits to that. And it's always good to be thankful, right? Thankful and kind and be supportive. And
for something like presentations and ceremonies too, especially, I think I need something like this to feel confident going in. You know, it can be intimidating when you're, especially if you're around a lot of seasoned scouters and you're like, I know they're going to see that I do something wrong here. So something like this brings me a sense of relief.
Right. And so there's opening, closing ceremonies. There's all kinds of things in there. You can search by a lot of different ways. Again, I've seen you guys, you have some of the best ceremonies I've ever seen. And our intent is to take some of those, leverage your good work, and add these in here. The other thing we're working on right now with a small team is we're taking the old ceremonies book. Do you remember that, Gina, a long time ago? So there's a ceremonies book from many moons ago. We're converting those and putting them online and updating them. So those will be available as well.
So many of our resources are so wonderful, but we just need to put them, you know, format them in a way that reaches today's families for sure.
Absolutely. So let us know, like, what are we, you know, obviously we're always looking for other ideas. I'm so glad people are excited about these resources. Me too. I'm excited about them and I'm excited to see how they work for you guys. I say this all the time and I totally mean this and I'm so sincere. You are what puts the magic in scouting. You are what puts the magic in Cub Scouts. We try to listen and try to help and provide resources and we provide a framework and we try to leverage what all the great work that you've done, but you truly are the people that makes it all happen. And so anything we can do to make you successful, that's what our job is. And we feel very fortunate to be partnered with you. In fact, I think you might've been on the show when somebody said we should call ourselves Cub Scout Fanatics. I don't know if you were part of
that. Yeah, we wanted to come up with a fan name.
Yeah. So what about Cub Scout Influencers?
Definitely. I think that's what this group watching is. We have to come up with a catchy name.
They're a Cub Scout influencer. So
it's going to be like chat, something related to Cub Chat Live, like chatties.
Chatties. Okay.
That's who our fan base is. But we're not fans. We're fans of you all. Your feedback is always a gift. And I think that is how so many of these things have come to light. So keep the conversation going. Jacqueline says, I've used these resources and it's made my meetings a lot easier and less stressful. That is the hope, I think. I bet that makes awesome. Tamara happy. And yeah, Alicia said, great resources, PAC 252. The Roaming Scouter says, excellent work, team. If the Roaming Scouter says so, it's got to be true. Yes, thank you to all our Cub Scout influencers out there. Thank you to the chatties.
Yeah, Ben wants a t-shirt that says Cub Scout influencers. That's what I think.
Got to make it. Tamara, what have we missed? Is there anything else the good folks at home need to know before we let them go?
I think that's it. I just want to tell you, like, thank you so much for giving us your ideas. Thank you for being honest and open about the struggles that you're facing. I know you think you're alone. You're not. Look at all these people, like, that have the same size pack that you do, that have the same struggles. We hear you. We want to help. And we've got so many cool things that are going to continue to roll out, and we'll be updating you throughout the summer. Our Cub Scout committee doesn't really ever like stop. We just keep coming up with other things, and we have so many talented people on the team that are so excited about working on these for you. So thank you.
We love the Cub Scout team. We love working with you all, and everybody watching, you are part of the Cub Scout team. So thank you. We'll be back next Friday for another Cub Chat Live.
Yes.
Do you remember what the topic is?
I believe it's about getting school access and about getting support for our
PAC. It's the right time of year to be discussing that as many people head home and you can start making some plans for.
And June 13th, mark your calendar. We were talking, Gina and I, earlier, our friend, Glenn, who's in charge of safeguarding youth. He's going to be on. He's extremely knowledgeable. He's awesome. He'll answer all your questions. He's amazing.
Totally agree. If you have questions about the safeguarding youth training, this will be a great time for you to tune in a couple weeks. And yeah, next week, school access. And again, tag somebody in the comments who needs to watch today's show. You can watch past episodes of Cub Chat Live on scoutingmagazine.org/Cub Chat Live. And if you've never listened to the beginning or the exit of the show, the outro of the show, please know we are a podcast too. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can subscribe and, you know, start listening to these episodes in your daily commute or wherever you'd like to if you can't tune in live. So, very cool.
Awesome.
Oh, Connie says the new training is the best I've ever taken. We've been hearing that.
I have too.
Yeah.
It seems amazing.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you, Tamara. See you next time.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode. Same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/CubChatLive for all our past video episodes. You can see us live, except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.